Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. May I please speak to Margaret?
This is Margaret.
Good morning, Margaret. Thank you very much for taking the call and happy Saturday. My name is Richard and I'm with your, my name is Richard and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This is a private market research firm and we're not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaign, Margaret. This morning we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. And we're not trying to sell anything to you, ma'am. And all your answers will remain confidential. Do you have any time for me to conduct this survey to you, Margaret?
Well, I'll go question by question. If I get uncomfortable, it'll be ended.
That's okay. And I really appreciate it for your valuable time, okay? Thank you so much. And I truly apologize if I bother you on your day off there, okay? Now, let me just... Okay, allow me just one moment. Now, thinking ahead of which of the following best describe how will you vote in the general elections for presidents, U.S., Senate, Michigan State legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th. I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not all likely to vote.
I'm very likely to vote.
Very likely. Thank you very much. Right.
And will you tell me again what organization you're representing here?
Yes, ma'am. The name that I work with is a private market research firm. It's a private market research. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We're not affiliated to any of those organizations or political campaigns or any news or media. We're not affiliated to them. This is a private research firm. Now, second will be your question, and with all the respect to you, may I please have your age?
77.
Thank you very much. And now, generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going the right directions, or have they gotten off the wrong track, ma'am?
I believe they've gotten on the wrong track.
Track. Thank you, ma'am. Now, when voters go to polls to vote for candidates or for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about proposals that may appear on your ballot. This November, please indicate how will you vote on it. This proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of $0.65 million for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, and maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimate for $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes on this proposal or no against this proposal, Margaret?
That one I would vote yes on that one.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will not be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal, Margaret?
Sorry, what was this
used for? Sure. It says here that since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will not be asked about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for the public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. That means that they're going to increase the taxes in order for them to construct what they're asking for to do, for like constructing new trails, for example. Is it definite that you're
going to... That one sounds an awful lot like the previous question that you asked me.
One
was also about trails.
Yes, that's it. Well, basically, most of these questions are about that, the trails. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowners about $90 per year for the next 10 years, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal, ma'am?
I'd vote yes.
Yes, thank you. Now, if mentioned, this proposal will raise about $43 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal, raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, will cost the average homeowners about $70 per year. Second will be, I prefer this proposal, raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowners about $105 per year. I'm fine with the current proposal. We raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowners about $90 per year.
I'll go with the last one.
That last one. Thank you, ma'am. From the following list, which issue you should with your local elected officials in Grand Traverse focus on most to help your you and your family members? Holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving local roads and infrastructure, controlling growth and development, improving public education and local school, making housing more affordable, reducing traffic and congestion, protecting water qualities and water supplies, fighting crimes and drugs and improving public safety, or protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat.
Wow, I have to pick one of those?
Yes.
Why, because there's a lot of them that are needed.
But what is the main one for you? The main one.
Wow, let's see.
That is, it's on your concern. I mean, all of them are good. I mean, we can choose all of them, but there's only one that is.
Yeah, it's hard to narrow it down to which one. let's say the one that is going to control the growth of the town.
The growth, okay. Thank you very much. Just a moment. Okay. Now, you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinions of each. If you have no opinions or have never heard of it. Now, I'm going to go ahead and ask your city or township government, is it very favorable to you or very unfavorable, ma'am?
You know what? I'm not acquainted with it enough to actually have an opinion on that.
Opinion, thank you. Traverse Area Recreations and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails, is it very favorable to you, very unfavorable, or no opinion?
That's favorable.
Thank you. Now, Grand Traverse County government, is it very favorable to you, very unfavorable, or no opinion?
I'll say no opinion.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, now, do you think Grand Traverse is growing and developing too fast, slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend its taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Is it definitely trust, probably trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
I will say trust them.
Trust them, okay. And there are numbers always, there are a number of ways that the money would be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan construction trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove this. To improve connectivity for residents between school, workplace, and shops and parks, do you strongly approve or you strongly disapprove, ma'am?
Approve.
Thank you. Now, to maintain a 16 trail, do you approve that or disapprove?
I approve.
Thank you. To promote local economic development, strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Okay. Disapprove. Thank you, ma'am. Now, to increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces, do you agree on that? Do you approve or disapprove, ma'am?
Approve.
Thank you. To promote health and wellness, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you very much. And I really appreciate for your value, proud time. Now, it's forced to choose which of the following is more important to you. Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained. Which of those that you would like to choose?
The last one.
The last one, thank you. Now, if you will be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County, please indicate if you would like to make, if you like, may you're more likely or less likely to support it. A citizen oversight committee will be established within residents for every municipality that guides the county commissions in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intent purposes. Is it more likely for you or much less likely for you?
More likely.
Thank you. Now, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Is it much more likely, some more likely, some more less likely, or much less likely, or no different?
More likely.
More likely. Okay, there will be public disclosure of all project spending. What would be your answer? Most likely or less likely? Or no difference?
Let's say no difference.
No difference. Thank you, ma'am. Now, will you be giving a statement in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County? Please indicate if each argument is very convincing or some convincing or not convincing to you. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about their motor vehicles nearby. Is it very convincing, not convincing, or no different, ma'am?
The first one.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, the proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. Is it very convincing, not convincing, or no difference, ma'am?
No difference.
Thank you. We're almost done on this, okay? And I really appreciate for your time. Okay, now, this proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Is it very convincing, not too convincing, or no difference?
It's convincing.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County. Existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. Is it very convincing to you, not convincing, or different, or no difference, ma'am?
Convincing.
Thank you. Is today's digital age is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors by physically active and have a healthy lifestyle? Is it very convincing to you, or not convincing, or no difference, Margaret?
I can't really comment on that, so I'll say no difference.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about the proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against it?
I vote yes.
Yes, thank you. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting? Is it yes in favor? Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, if you give it, we're almost done, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time. Okay, now you were given some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and planning and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if this argument is very convincing, some convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Now, this proposal would give millions more taxpayers' dollars to the local politicians, and we cannot trust them. Spend this money to the right way, it will just end up getting waste under pet projects. Is it very convincing to you? Not convincing or no difference?
No difference.
No. Okay. This proposal will raise taxes on the middle class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Is it very convincing to you? Not convincing or no difference, ma'am?
Not convincing.
Not convincing. Thank you, ma'am. And the proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much of growth. Is it very convincing? Not convincing, no difference, ma'am. Well, not too convincing, not at all convincing. Thank you, ma'am. And there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, public safety, while trails are nice, which should first focus on more pressing problems. Is it very convincing? Not convincing, difference. No difference.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, in the election were held today, would you just vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against it?
I would vote yes.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting? Is it definitely or probably, ma'am?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, will you give, now, you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. This is the old, this is what you, this is what they're saying here. If I have one's hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is for what, ma'am?
The political side of it.
Political.
I don't trust our politicians in Traverse.
Will be trust, right? The trust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. And before we finish, you will not be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot. This is very short, dear. In the ballot this November, this proposal calls Grand Traverse County Road Commission millage renewal. So the County of Grand Traverse imposed a renewal of this previously approved 1-0 for local street roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage, beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges with Grand Traverse County. If approving a levy in full with the renewal millage, would generate an estimated $6,679,749 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes on this or no against it?
I would have to vote yes.
Yes. Now, I'm going to ask a few short demographic questions before we finish for the confidential purposes. Just to be sure that we have a representative sample, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Margaret? Did you vote for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Democratic. In which political party are you affiliated, Democrat or Republican or Independent?
Neither. I'm an Independent.
You're Independent. If you were to label yourself, will you be a liberal, moderate, or a conservative if you're in your political belief, ma'am?
Moderate.
What is the last grade of form education you have completed? This is the last question now, ma'am.
About halfway through college.
College. Thank you, ma'am. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in, Margaret? Do you own a house?
Own it.
Okay. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household? Yes or no, ma'am?
No. No.
Okay. What is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Okay. I just want to say, Margaret, we're just done with it. I want to appreciate and I want to thank you very much for providing me with your precious and valuable time by helping me with this and answering these questions for you. Remember, this is a very confidential opinions on your behalf, okay? So thank you very much, ma'am. And hopefully everything changes. It has been a pleasure. You have a great weekend. Blessings to you, ma'am, and your family. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, ma'am.